I'm on the phone with Mike Thornton up in Del Norte County. He works with True North Organizing Network. Mike, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing great. Thank you for joining us. I would love to know what you do up in Del Norte County. I know you're a bit of a community organizer.
Well, that's certainly what we do. True North Organizing Network, of course, is working in Del Norte, as in Humboldt, and we're doing a lot of work with different people in the community, helping them to achieve the goals that they want to improve their lives and the lives of their families, their children, and their friends, neighbors, and brothers and sisters on a number of different issues: homelessness, education, working on voter registration and getting out the vote, and really a broad range of issues that people care about up here.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of stuff that any community could use help with.
Oh, absolutely. And, the whole idea is to work with people and really develop people so they become leaders in their own communities. One of the things about being an organizer, it's different from being an advocate. We're not out speaking on behalf of people. What we're doing is working to engage folks, and very often we refer to people who are closest to the pain, people who are really experiencing whatever the issues may be, firsthand, and working with them so they can become leaders and lead the way. We often say from oppression in all its forms to liberation in all its forms. So it's really about developing community leaders and helping them to organize and strategize on how they can make improvements about things that they care about.
Yeah, that sounds like really healthy endeavors. How does one go about community organizing and developing leaders in a community?
Well, I think in the end, of course, it really has to do with developing relationships. You go out and you talk to people and you learn about who they are and what they care about and who they care about. And ideally, they learn about you and that, you're someone who walks the talk and that they know that you care. I've often heard and I really believe that no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care.
Mm.
And then helping those people to connect with other people in their community that, have the same, ideas and the same goals and the same concerns and very often the same values, and say, well, now that there's two of us, what do we want to do? Well, let's go find a third person and then a fourth person and then a fifth, sixth, and seventh, and eighth person. And how then can we develop a campaign to change what we want to change, to make our community more equitable or more just, or even get a stop sign on the street so our kids are safer? It could be any number of things. But it's really about connecting with people and then working with people that connect with each other and then teaching them some tools on how to create campaigns and to implement those campaigns and be successful.
Right. And you mentioned some topics of concern for communities. What is particular to the Crescent City, Del Norte area as far as you see it? I know there are some similarities across the North Coast region, but what is particular to your area?
Well, there are a number of things. And, homelessness is one of the issues that we're working on. I know I was speaking with Senator McGuire. He was saying that Del Norte has one of the highest, if not the highest, per capita homeless rates in the state.
Is that right?
I was really surprised. It's a relatively small population. But nevertheless, there's, quite a number of homeless folks here. And that really impacts, many different segments of the community, in addition, obviously, to the people themselves who need shelter and safety. We're working on education issues, particularly related to school funding for the most vulnerable students. And so we're doing a lot of work with that. There are other things of getting people involved, registered to vote, like I was saying, but there's also issues of economic development. It's a relatively poor area here. We have issues, of course, around race and immigration and working with tribal people and working to bring all these different segments of the community together to see what they have in common so we can work together to make a vibrant community for everyone. So there's a lot of different issues, and new issues emerge as we connect with more people and find out the things that they care about. There's a lot of issues around youth and opportunity and implementing and ensuring that restorative justice practices are taking place in the school system and in the community. I do work with kids in the juvenile hall about working with them to become leaders because of their circumstances, not despite them. So there's a lot of different things going on, as there are in many communities, and that's some of the ones that are happening here.
That's quite a spectrum of concerns. And for you, from your perspective, what are some of the challenges and some of the successes that you've found? And you can, you know, address that in whatever order. You could start with the successes if you'd like, or the other way around.
Well, I guess I would say with the successes is that, you know, you find people who are concerned about an issue and who are willing to come together and to address that. We have a group, a very active group, is working on homelessness. And so we're getting ready. We're tentatively on the schedule for the Crescent City Council and the Board of Supervisors in Del Norte in August. And we're going to be putting forth the results of our research and what our suggestions are for implementing a community-wide initiative on ending homelessness in Del Norte, and that's a huge success, I think. Obviously, there's still more to go, but the fact that people are coming together and willing to do the work to make these things happen is a success. Same is true with our initiative on schools and making sure that state funding is spent in a way where parents and students, particularly those who are most affected, are involved in the process. I think, you know, the challenges in many communities, getting people involved, getting past, you know, apathy, getting past sometimes a feeling of hopelessness, of being so beat down that it's hard to actually expect that there's more that should be being done by our elected officials and other powers in the community, and that's a challenge. And the thing that I know is the more people that we get involved, the easier those challenges are to overcome. So it's a big job, but my gosh, I mean, you know, it's hard to say I could imagine doing something different that I would feel better about than doing this kind of work.
Yeah, that sounds really rewarding.
It is.
I guess I would love to ask you for your vision. If money were not a concern, if some of these other challenges that you encounter were not on the table, what would you like to see for Del Norte and for Crescent City area in particular?
Yeah, I really think in the end what I'd like to see is I would like to see a community where human dignity is uplifted. And I think really in the end that so much of the work that needs to be done in many communities is really that, you know, that lifting up of humanity, that lifting up of human dignity, creating a community of inclusion and equity. But really at the core that, you know, that we all have intrinsic worth as human beings, and I think if people can feel that in themselves and then recognize that in others, then it becomes much easier to really envision and create, you know, what Dr. Martin Luther King referred to as the beloved community. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's my vision. Is, you know, uplifting the dignity of people so we can begin to look at each other and recognize each other's humanity and have empathy for each other and get beyond, you know, political divides and ideological chains and tethers and really start, you know, working to create what Dr. King envisioned for all of us.
Wow, Mike, that is a beautiful vision, and I'm on board with that. I really appreciate you sharing that with us and all of your good work. I really appreciate that there are folks out there like you doing this work and connecting with young people all the way up to the elders and making communities better.
Well, thank you for saying that. And it's really important to say that there are a lot of people who are working to do these types of things in down north and Crescent City and communities all over the country, and so it's really, you know, being part of that movement of folks who want to see a better now and a better future, you know, for everyone to be able to participate in. So I'm really just grateful to be part of an effort that a lot of people are engaged in, and people who have come way before me and people who will be here after me. I'm just happy to be part of it.
Well, you're part of the goodness in the world, and I thank you for that. And I'm hoping we can check in with you, sort of a Del Norte dispatch, and you can keep us apprised of what's going on in that region.
Oh, I would be happy to do that. You know, it's one of the things some people may know, and I think you know that I had a career in radio myself, and I used to tell people who were involved in doing good work, I said, you're doing great work. Nobody knows. So you got to let people know.
Yeah.
I appreciate you giving an opportunity for us to let people know that good things are happening and they can get involved in them if they want.
All right. Well, let's continue the conversation, and I wish you a beautiful day. Thanks so much for joining us, Mike.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. That was Mike Thornton up in Del Norte County. He works with True North Organizing Network. He's a community organizer, and we look forward to connecting with him soon again.